It is time for the Did You Know Show on this Friday, May 5th, 2023. This is the last one of the week. And we have Cody Felicia with us right here. The microphone going kind of crazy.
The microphone's being weird. Noah, what's it doing? Okay, now
it does that sometimes. Hi. Don't touch it now.
I'm not going to touch anything. Nothing. It's all you. Thanks for having me on the Did You Know Show today. I'm so excited to be here.
You filled in for Trevor for this bit. And I was like, why don't we just... Yeah, on the Did You Know Show for today also.
It's perfect, except the microphone. It's staying. We're just going to pretend it's going to stay. All right.
Well, what do you have? Yeah, let's get yours first. Yeah.
Okay, I go first today. Oh, Noah.
Yeah, I have to put some anti-grease on.
This is great. Okay, don't touch anything. Okay, my fact here for the Did You Know Show today is the world's longest running performance will end in the 27th century.
What do you mean by running performance?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So a 639-year performance based on eccentric composer John Cage's As Slow As Possible. It's called ASLSP instead of ASAP, for As Slow As Possible. It's pretty cool. Started in September of 2001 and is still playing at St. Birchard Church in Germany. And the performance is by an automated organ that plays so slowly that visitors have to wait months for a chord to change. It is scheduled to end in the year 2640.
That is crazy.
It's pretty cool. The performance is so slow that the organ it's played on was not even completed before the concert began, so additional pipes were added before the notes and chords changed, and a generation of musicians will have to keep the organ going.
I thought
that was pretty sweet.
That's actually like super cool.
It's pretty neat. It's pretty boss. I thought it was neat.
I don't know if I could sit there for long enough and listen to one chord for that long.
I know. Like talking about visitors waiting months for a chord to change. It's like, who is doing this? Like,
yeah, that's insane.
They're putting life work into this. Wow. Thought that was pretty sweet.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool right there. I've got something in... We know women don't get credit for a lot of things from what happened a long time ago.
It just doesn't. Yeah. It's true.
Did you know that they were the first brewers of beer?
No. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, it makes me happy too. And to really, if you think about it, you go back far enough, and in fact, I even have a note right here that back in the Babylonian times, in like 1750 BC, they had written 282 laws that gave women exclusive jurisdiction over brewing and tavern ownership. If you think about it, back then, all the women always owned those taverns.
Yeah.
So it actually, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
The guys would go out and cut trees and do their work, and the women would be at home brewing the beer, doing that type of stuff.
Doing the food and the babies and all that fun stuff, the cleaning. It's a good thing that we come up with that. We needed that.
Yeah, I'm sure sitting in the back brewing beer all the time got old.
Yeah, definitely. Incredibly, I can only imagine.
Apparently women were the first in all societies. They were actually the original brewers of beer.
That is really cool. That makes me so happy. Do ignore my alarm, please. It's my 1 p.m. alarm. Anyway, that is really cool. That really is. That's really inspiring, too. But it, like I said, it makes me really happy. Like, that's really cool.
It's a really cool fact.
It's really cool, yeah.
Well, we appreciate everybody tuning in for the Did You Know Show. Thank you for doing this, Cody.
Thank you, Noah.
And we'll be back on Monday. No, I'm sorry. Monday's a holiday. We will not be back on Monday. Cody will
I'm
be
excited
here.
Excited to be back on Monday. Yes, right. Tune in Monday. We got some fun stuff planned. Or I've got some fun. No, I do.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure you do. The Did You Know Show will be back on Tuesday, though.
Beautiful.
We'll see you then.